Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Cologne International School Pulse Podcast. I'm Sonia.
And I'm Macy.
And today we have Maya here with us from DP1, and we're going to talk about the World Book Day.
Which actually, as we are recording it today, is World Book Day, but for you guys, you listeners, it will be last week. But first, here's the weekly news.
Hello, my name is Bianca and I'm from grade 8.
And hello, my name is Essin and I'm from grade 7. And today we are going to be reading the weekly news.
PYP News. Holy Festival. As many of you would have seen, this week we have been privileged to enjoy a festive display in our entrance area. This display was created by a member of our school community, Sneha Patel, to celebrate Holi. Holi is a vibrant spring festival celebrated mainly in India and Nepal, as well by Indian communities around the world. Often called the Festival of Colors, it marks the arrival of spring and the end of winter. Happy Holi, and thank you very much to Sneha for dedicating your time and creativity for bringing Holi to our school community.
Spring Camp. We're excited to offer an enriching spring camp experience for our primary students, grades 1 to 5, during the first week of the spring break, from March 30th till April 2nd, 2026. In a safe and welcome environment, your child will have the opportunity to grow personally and build lasting friendships. Campers can choose from a variety of activities, including sports, outdoor games, and arts and crafts. Two activities will be offered simultaneously if the minimum number of 14 participants is met.
PTA. All information about PTA activities and events can be found on class lists and www.ptaqueln.de.
Upper School News. DP2 Oral Exams. This week, the DP2s are having their final oral exams for English A. These are very important as they are being sent to IB and will play a part in their overall score. We wish them the best of luck.
NYP5 oral exam. As well as the DP2s, the NYP5s will also have oral exams for language acquisition, including French or Spanish and English. This will happen for most of next week, so please be mindful to keep your voices down in the hallway. We wish them the best of luck.
Ghana Exchange Students. This Friday, the Ghana Exchange students are arriving at Cologne Bonn Airport. In Cologne, they will be doing a wide range of different activities and will be staying with host families. We hope they enjoy their trip.
This was the news for today.
Bye!
Bye! All right, thank you guys for the weekly news. Now, Maya, hello, welcome on the podcast. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Maya. I'm 16. I'm a DP1 student.
Yeah. And you are organizing, or one of the organizing members of the World Book Day here at our school. Could you tell us, just, you know, for our listeners, what exactly are you guys organizing today?
So we're organizing a sponsored reading event mostly, although we're also selling smoothies, but it's mainly about the reading. So basically each kid gets a certain amount of money sponsored per page they read. So we have like sheets where they can fill out how many pages they read from a certain book. They can just switch mid-book if they want to. Yeah.
Cool. So that's like a sponsor run for reading.
Yeah.
That's really fun.
And why do you guys do that? Is there a reason behind the World Book Day reading challenge?
Because Ms. Keaton needed volunteers. It was her idea. I'm not really sure why she did it.
I mean, today is the official World Book Day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And what are you guys working towards with these funds that you're raising?
So half of our funds are going to UNICEF because they're also here visiting us, doing activities with the primary kids. And the other half is going to go to an organization we picked ourselves, which is the German Cancer Research. Yeah.
Why do you think reading is such a crucial part of education?
I mean, it broadens your knowledge. So, there's books about basically everything. And whatever you're interested in or what you need to study, there's at least one book somewhere about it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think for me also, reading was such like an important part of my childhood. I remember, you know, reading with my mom, and I think that's something I'll always hold very dearly. I think also like, you know, your ability to read and your skills and just being able to sit down and enjoy a book is really helpful for, I mean, the future, you know. We're also now in DP and have to read a lot and stuff like that. So, Maya, do you yourself have a passion for reading?
Yes, I definitely have a passion for reading. It's mostly crime, romance, and fantasy, but I do want to read some more, like, classic books. So I've been reading The Great Gatsby for a while, but it's not really that interesting for me. Yeah,
I started Great Gatsby too, but the language was a little complicated when I first started reading it.
Yeah, I read like the first chapter, and then the second chapter started somewhere completely else with still the same characters, but they were doing completely other stuff, and it was really irritating.
Yeah.
I just watched the movie, guys. But yeah, and what would you say is your favorite book from those genres that you mentioned?
Catching Fire from Suzanne Collins.
Oh, and what is it about?
So it's the second part of the Hunger Games trilogy.
Oh, well, I really like the movies. I always wanted to read the books, but I never got my hand on them. Maybe yeah.
The books are really, really good. I also read them all. Maya, I'm with you in that boat, and I really enjoyed them. And I think that also had such a big effect on me, and like, it was really helping me develop like my creativity, and it broadened me to all these other ideas. Can you tell us why is reading such a crucial part of a child's development, whether that's creativity or learning, like regardless of age?
I mean, especially reading fictional books definitely broadens your imagination and like introduces you to so many different worlds, characters. Like you're kind of bound to learn or to like be creative because of it. Because if someone would tell you like to write like a short story, like right now, then you could always think of the books you read, and then you'd already have like an idea.
Yeah,
yeah. I know my mom. She always used to say that you need to read books to get your vocabulary better. So if when I would say that I think that I'm starting to forget my mother tongue, which is Russian, she would say, "Oh, you should read a book." Yeah, but I mean, I know nowadays, especially with all of the technology and stuff, there's a lot of kids who don't particularly enjoy reading books. So what is there an advice you would say to parents who say, oh, my child doesn't like reading books, so I'm not going to force them? Or
I mean, they could specifically look for books that interest their children. Like there's also books about like video games, and like there's Minecraft books, and you can just find those in any bookshop, and then you can like I mean, once they get like more comfortable with reading, then you can like introduce them to some more like classics or other styles.
Yeah.
Genres.
Yeah, I think it's already great when parents, you know, help their kids read. I also think it's super important for schools to also be a part of that journey. I know our school already does some things. Usually like throughout the year, where they have some of the older students reading for the younger students. Were you also a part of that?
Yes.
Do you think that that's an important thing to do?
Yeah, because I can see that a lot of the like first and second graders struggle a lot with their reading.
Yeah, I mean, they're just like learning it.
They're starting.
Yeah. And I think, you know, bringing in the older kids as well can make reading more fun and enjoyable. Also, if it's about something that actually interests kids, you know, as you mentioned. And which is what I think is great about, you know, UNICEF coming in and saying, oh, what are your favorite books? And now they're, you know, designing this wall. What other projects are you guys doing? What are you guys doing specifically?
We're mainly doing the organizational part of it. So we help the kids today, and then we have to count all the money and make sure that it actually gets back to us and we actually get the money and can hand it over to the organizations that we're supporting. So
those type of events, they're really bringing together. I feel like we do have a few of those in our school, like the Pulse Point, where we tutor other subjects. And I really think it's a very good thing to just take place in school. Do you think that this is going to become our school tradition to have a reading challenge every year?
Yeah, I think I think the primary kids are very enthusiastic about it. They were all like, oh my, I want to fill the entire page with like books that Aww. I've read. Yeah, so I think especially for the primary school, it would become a yearly tradition.
Yeah, I think that's great.
I think it would be nice maybe to implement also in the older grades. However, I feel like there's the Spirit Week books reviews.
Yeah,
I
book
think.
Review on, I think Miss Peranto's organizing that.
Yeah, so I think older grades are also a bit involved in reading this year too.
Yeah.
Which I think it's also a great idea. However, but yeah, I think it would be nicer to have older grades also in the World Book Day.
Yeah. You know. But it's already great that, you know, we have all these volunteers getting involved. Is it exclusively DP1 or the, you know, the 11th graders doing this? Or are there other grades working with you guys as well?
So far, it's only DP1.
So this is, you know, a great opportunity for anyone next year if you wanted to earn some cast points as well. And, you know, you are doing something really good.
Yeah, so thank you. I think that was all of our questions. However, we have one last one for you. So we have a tradition on the podcast where we asked a question from the previous guest and then you will leave a question to the next one. And your question is, who is your favorite teacher and why?
My favorite teacher is Mr. Browning, Mrs. Management, because he's a really fun teacher. He makes it very enjoyable. He gives a lot of examples that we also know something about, like video game businesses and stuff like that. Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. And what is your question for the next guest?
My question for the next guest is, what is your favorite movie that was an adaptation of a book?
That's a good question.
Okay. Bye. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for being with us. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.